mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh. said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, but the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose mercy and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 16th chapter of St. John, the 23rd and the 28th verses, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." On this, the sixth and last Sunday of the Easter season, the appointed gospel reading speaks both of prayer in the name of Jesus and also directs our thoughts to his ascension, which is celebrated this coming Thursday, the 40th day after Easter Day. St. Luke tells us that after his resurrection, the Lord Jesus continued to show himself alive by many infallible proofs until on the 40th day after his resurrection, he led his disciples out to the Mount of Olives and there ascended before them until a cloud received him out of their sight. We remember how on the morning of the first Easter day, the risen Lord had said to Mary Magdalene, "Go and tell my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and unto my God and your God." And already in the upper room on the evening before he was crucified, Jesus had said to his disciples, as we just heard in today's gospel, "I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself." Yes, in the gospel for this sixth and last Sunday of the Easter season, Jesus speaks of his ascension, and he also speaks of prayer in his name. And that's why the name of this Sunday is Rogate, Rogate being a Latin word which simply means to ask or pray, and why the 3 days following this Sunday were in olden times called Rogation Days, because they were days of prayer especially for God's blessing on the fruits of the earth, days of prayer for a bountiful harvest. Rogate, pray. And in the gospel today, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Now, it would be a terrible mistake to misunderstand these words of Jesus as if the mere utterance of his name were some kind of magical charm which could unfailingly compel God to give whatever we ask in this way. And the reason this is such a terrible error is that the purpose of prayer is not to compel God to do our will, but instead prayer's purpose is to seek only his good and gracious will, knowing that, as we say in one of the old prayers of the church, God is always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we can either desire or deserve. God wants only good things for us, his children. And what it means to pray in the name of Jesus is to pray with the mind of Jesus, which is always and forever a mind of love. And where there is so much love, and in Jesus there is so much love, there can only be more, always more. So do you and I wish to pray in the name of Jesus. Then we have to seek the mind of Christ, as seen in all his words and deeds as we find them in the Holy Scriptures, those sacred writings in which the Holy Spirit shows us the Lord of love, who endured the agony of the cross, the punishment we deserve because of our sins, so that we might be God's forgiven children. So, seek the mind of Christ. And think, for example, of those wonderful words found in Psalm 37. I love these words. The psalmist says, "Delight thou in the Lord, and he shall give thee thy heart's desire." Delight thou in the Lord, he shall give thee thy heart's desire. Now I hope that nothing I've said this morning would make you in any way hesitant in prayer. For one thing, there is a difference between the public prayer of the church and our own intimate private prayers. The public prayer of the church has been fixed by century after century of devout usage, a usage which faithfully reflects the mind of the church, as that mind has been formed by the mind of Christ. So that we may all joyfully make our own these precious prayers which have been hallowed by centuries of use. No one person, no one generation has given us these wonderful prayers we use in our public worship. They in fact reflect the mind of the whole church in all its journey through all the ages. These prayers are hallowed by centuries of use. But when you and I pray in private, then we need to be guided by the words of the Catechism, which, when explaining the meaning of the words "Our Father," has this to say: God would by these words tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that we may with all boldness and confidence ask him as dear children ask their dear father. And there is the key to the prayers you and I make in private by ourselves. We ask God then, as dear children ask their dear father. And we all know that little children tend to say the most surprising things. Exactly what they think or feel. They don't worry about how it will be received or the impression it will make. And so when you and I privately pray, we say exactly what we think or feel, just as little children do. And we must always remember that in the eyes of God, not one of us is really more than a very little child. In the eyes of God, not one of us is really more than a very little child. And as parents delight to hear the speech of their children, so our Heavenly Father takes delight in our speech, our talking, our praying to Him. We approach Him in the name of Jesus, which means not only with the mind of Christ, but also as those who are clothed in Christ's blood and righteousness. God seeing us not as we are in our sinfulness, but as He knows and loves us in His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Pray with the mind of Christ. Pray for the sake of Christ crucified, risen, ascended, and coming again. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers this day, we pray especially for the continued recovery of Pastor Coates from the COVID-19 virus. We pray also for his parishioner, Prince Williams, who in the hospital continues to recover from the COVID-19 virus. Let us stand and pray for the church and for the world. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you have brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. And we pray that hearing his voice, we may follow where he leads, so that as we have been buried with him by baptism into death, we may also daily rise with him to newness of life. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for your holy church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. In mercy, remember your whole church throughout all the world, together with all the shepherds of your flock and all who serve your people. Let the rays of the Sun of Righteousness shine in all earth's darkness, that the whole world may come to know the brightness of his love. Lord, in your mercy. Remember in mercy the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, our judges and magistrates, and all who are in authority over us, and lead them to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy upon us and protect us in this time of sickness. Forgive us our many sins and help us to place our whole trust and confidence in your mercy. Sustain and uphold all doctors and nurses and all who care for the sick and the dying, and protect them in all their work. Prosper the labors of those who work to find a cure for this pestilence, and grant that we may love and care for one another according to your commandment. Lord, in your mercy. By the grace of your Holy Spirit, reveal the risen Lord himself as the shepherd of souls to the sick and sorrowing, as the comforter of the lonely and the forsaken, and as their staff and stay to those who pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we especially commend to your mercy all those for whom our prayers are desired. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also remember before you all those who have fallen asleep in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection, and pray that we may be made partakers with them of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Let us sing stanzas 5 and 6 of the hymn, Jehovah, Let Me Now Adore Thee.